Federal investigators last week arrested the Speaker of the Ohio House in what authorities are calling a multi-million-dollar bribery scandal. That investigation has rocked Ohio politics, and as Brittany Patterson reports, it could also impact future energy policy around the region.
Let's start with the basics. The bill at the center of this scheme, HB 6. Signed last July, HB 6 bails out several struggling nuclear and coal plants, with residents and businesses footing the bill in the form of new monthly surcharges on their electricity bills. It also gutted Ohio's renewable energy and energy efficiency laws. From the start, HB 6 was highly controversial. Ohioans were bombarded by millions of dollars worth of TV ads, like this one, by a group called Ohioans for Energy Security.
China turned off the power on Ohio manufacturing. Don't let them do it to you. Don't sign the petition allowing China to control Ohio's power.
Turns out that group was part of an elaborate campaign funded by First Energy as part of a pay-for-play scheme. Dave DeVillers, the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Ohio, said that in exchange for the $1.5 billion bailout contained in HB 6, the utility funneled $61 million into a dark money group controlled by Ohio House Speaker Larry Householder and his political allies. The money paid for various things.
One, to line the pockets of the defendants, two, to build a power base for Larry Householder, and three, to further the conspiracy, that is, to further the affairs of this enterprise. Make no mistake, these allegations are bribery, pure and simple.
HB 6 is not the only example of utilities asking for help. A bill in Indiana to help coal plants passed earlier this year. But First Energy has been at the center of the bailout debate. The company unsuccessfully lobbied the Trump administration repeatedly to provide subsidies to coal and nuclear plants. The company has a large presence in the Ohio Valley, serving 6 million customers across Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Maryland, and New Jersey. In recent years, its coal and nuclear plants have struggled to stay competitive against cheap natural gas and the falling cost of renewable energy. Jamie Van Ostrin, head of West Virginia University's Center for Energy and Sustainable Development, says what happened in Ohio should be a warning to other states, including West Virginia. Last summer, the West Virginia legislature gave First Energy's Pleasants Power Station a $12.5 million tax break during a hasty special session.
Maybe legislators will think twice about just voting unanimously for these things, because it's going to raise the issue as, well, why are you helping out First Energy? Is there something nefarious going on? Because obviously there was things nefarious going on in Ohio.
West Virginia Governor Jim Justice, whose family owns multiple coal companies, including one being sued by First Energy during last summer's special session, brushed off calls by his Democratic rival for an investigation into the tax break.
I thought it was a terrific decision.
Dave Anderson with the Energy Policy Institute, a utility watchdog group, says despite the magnitude of this bribery scheme, it's unclear what comes next for HB 6. Bills are in the works to repeal it. Republican Governor Mike DeWine reversed himself and said he too thinks the law should be repealed.
Policymakers in Ohio really knew a lot of this last year when they passed the bill, and they still did it. So I guess the question is, does an investigation of this magnitude hold their feet to the fire a little bit more and create change?
Federal authorities say the investigation is ongoing and additional charges may be filed. First Energy said in a statement it is cooperating with investigators. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Brittany Patterson.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.